Yo, what is up, all you primetime players, all you primetime fans, all you newcomer that's just coming on to the podcast. This is the Primetime Thoughts Podcast, baby. And I am your host, Primetime Scott 3, or Zachariah Scott, whichever one you call go by or know me by, or Scott or Scotty or however you know me. It don't matter. Let's get it cracking. And that's a new podcast episode, brand new podcast episode. And I'm basically making this new podcast episode. I'm doing this solo because this is a few minutes after the Sean Payton press conference, but this is a couple of, like, maybe an hour or two after Adam Schefter and the rest of the Saints reporters had dropped the news that Sean Payton is retiring. Then was the press conference. I want to listen to all of the press conference, hear from Sean Payton, the source himself, hear what he had to say, pick out some of the things that he said, some of the quotes that he said, and just figure out what do I want in this episode. What do I want in this Primetime Thoughts episode? Because, like most of you guys know, I am the host, the talent, the producer, the editor, and I wear so many different hats for this podcast, but I keep it cracking. This is one of my hobbies. This is something I like to do, and I wish I had a producer that was in my ear to tell me off some of these numbers or give me off some of the stats so I could spill out all this stuff. But nope, I have these magical notes that I write down. And I have this notebook, I have another notebook, and then I have this notebook, which thank you to Judith for giving me this notebook as well. Like a couple of Christmases ago. But yeah, I have so many notebooks that I have of sports notes from the podcast and stuff like that that I have all written down, like stuff that's ideas, stuff that's notes that's for the podcast that I'm just going to keep for old time's sake. But with that being said, let's dive into this. Sean Payton is retiring for the New Orleans Saints, ladies and gentlemen. After 15 years of... after 15 years as the head coach of the New Orleans Saints, after a 152 wins and 89 losses for the New Orleans Saints, four seasons as a 11-plus wins team, and that's in the second decade of his career, but... he had five seasons with 12 win seasons. He won the AP Coach of the Year only in 2006. That wasn't even the year that he won the Super Bowl, because he won it in 2009. But the year that he was a rookie head coach, he came in and won the Coach of the Year, and led to the New Orleans Saints to the NFC Championship game against the Chicago Bears. He also, which is a fun fact that I like to point out to my dad, shout out to you, Pops. But he also, Sean Payton, has a 21-9 record versus the Falcons. Anyways, with all the accomplishments that Sean had going on, and all the praises, all the motivation, all the players that we've seen, all the coaches that we've seen, Sean was definitely a great motivator when it came down to on the field and off the field. Sean Payton is the reason why that the people of New Orleans and the people in the state of Louisiana and some parts of Mississippi and some parts of Alabama, why they care about Saints football so much, why they care about football so much. It's because of what Sean Payton did as a coach and leading them into all these wins. He basically changed the culture of the Saints. As I was growing up, as I was growing up in New Orleans and being a football fan, it wasn't cool to be a Saints fan. As we were growing up, you were a Packers, Cowboys, Steelers Fucking, who else? Colts, Patriots. Like, you were basically a team of every, you were a team of everybody else, but the Saints. And Sean Payton basically came in and, like I said, changed that whole culture, changed that whole mindset for my generation, and also for the generation after me. So now all of the millennials and every generation after, we grew up in this winning culture because of Sean Payton. So thank you to Sean Payton for changing, for making this a winning culture. Hey, thank you to this coaching staff. Hold on. Yo!
How you feeling?
It's... Okay, to recap what I was saying earlier. I was basically watching a press conference, getting my information basically from source, taking down a couple of notes from what Sean had said. Basically, Sean has said he is leaving a uptown house to go to a downtown residence. So he's not necessarily leaving New Orleans. And then also, we're gonna get into all the little people, all the little media that wants to think that he's going to Dallas, he's going there, and I we got something for that. So don't worry about that. But yeah, man, Sean said during his press conference interview, he has a vision for doing something in football. He might be coaching at some point, but he still wants to do something within the means of football. That's not necessarily coaching right now. He says he's definitely not coaching for the upcoming season and year, for the year 2022. 2023. He's definitely not coaching. His heart's not into it right now. And for all of the naysayers that keep saying that Sean Payton is going to Dallas, Sean Payton's going to New York, Sean Payton's going to Miami, Sean Payton's going here, Sean Payton's going there. If you think about picking up Sean Payton, you have to wait until after 2022. Because you can't even pick him up right now this upcoming season. So now you have to wait two seasons just to get Sean Payton. And then when you do get Sean Payton, you have to buy out or compensate for his contract. So you're basically paying the Saints, and you're even sending draft picks. You're even sending draft picks for the to the Saints. So it's like, Do you really want to get Sean Payton that bad just for like, you're waiting two seasons, you have to send the Saints money, and then you also have to send a draft pick to compensate for the Saints. Good luck getting Sean Payton back, because I think Sean Payton had a good, great career with his Saints, with his whole head coaching spot. I think Sean Payton is at a good point in his career where he can be like, okay, I'm retired. Now, if Sean Payton wants to take a front office job that doesn't have to deal with coaching, that's a whole different story. Would he make a good GM or offensive coordinator? Not less of a head coaching role, but more of a high-paying offensive coordinator or a GM role, or just some type of management or within the football program. I think he'll be great. I would definitely want him in some type of role back with the Saints. Doesn't matter what. I would definitely want him back with the Saints. Even if he wants to come back and be the head coach in the next couple of years, I'm just like, oh, I just wanted the season off, or I just wanted two seasons off, and then just come back and pick up his contract. That'd be great to me. But what's next for the Saints? What's next for the Saints this upcoming, 2022, 2023 season? The Saints have $74 million. They're over $74 million in cap room. So that's a lot of money. And I have no idea, how are they going to get somewhere close to having decent amount of cap room to pick up a free agent quarterback that's out there? or pick up some talented receivers or offensive linemen, because that's your depth right there. Your depth is basically at the offense. You have a decent pass rushing group. Your linebackers, you have a good linebacking group. And Davis, Alexander, if you could pick him back up. And the rookie, number 20. And then there was another fourth quarterback, that linebacker that was out there. It was good. And then you still have Malcolm Jenkins, who's just roaming around playing that linebacker, strong safety type of role, and just playing in a box, like a box linebacker, deep safety type of role, because Malcolm Jenkins is just that good enough to roam around like that. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Saints do with being over $74 million over cap room. One suggestion that I have is Michael Thomas. So if you were to restructure Michael Thomas, you could either restructure his contract, you could just cut Michael Thomas, or you could just trade Michael Thomas. But let me give you some of these scenarios. Have you restructured it? Now you kind of have a maybe a little frustrating Michael Thomas, even more frustrating Michael Thomas. So good luck dealing with that. But this is also a Michael Thomas that has not played football in 2 years. So it's going to be interesting to see how that restructure. How are we going to get the 100 100 to $200 million wide receiver that hasn't played football in 2 years? How are you going to convince him to restructure that contract? Good luck with that, Saints. Mickey Loomis. Should the Saints cut or trade Michael Thomas before June the 1st, they would get a $24 million dead cap hit. Now, mind you, we're already getting a $14 to $17 million dead cap hit because of Drew Brees and his contract and his retirement. So we're already getting hit with Drew Brees to $14 to $17 million. Now if we cut or trade Michael Thomas before June the 1st, now that's $22 million, and you're just saving $2 million. But if they wait after June the 1st now you're saving $15.8 million in 2022, but take a $8.9 million dead cap room in 2022, and also $13.8 million in 2023. So it's an interesting factor what you want to do with Michael Thomas. Also, another person that you could try and restructure their contract is Lattimore. Lattimore just got a big payday, so you could try and restructure his. Maybe make sure it's like more bonuses. So maybe that gives Lattimore more reason why to play a little better, try and get some more interceptions, try and get some more deflections, like make some of his money not so much salary wise and make it so much bonus, and or salary or guarantee wise, and make it more bonus. Like if he reached this performance or this milestone, then he'll get this amount of money. If he'll get a Pro Bowl or an All Pro or something like that, then he'll get this amount of money. Or if he gets this many tackles, interceptions, then he'll get that amount of money for a bonus. Another person I think you could possibly restructure is Alvin Kamara. And once again, you got to treat it like a Michael Thomas or Alvin or Marshawn Lattimore situation, where they got to just reach milestones. And when they reach these milestones, that's just bonus money. Because you got to pick up some of these players back, like a Teron Armstead, who has been in and out the lineup these last couple of years, and it's been rough on that Saints offensive line. But then also, we really got to keep this defense together, and by keeping this defense together, you need an Alexander and a Marcus Williams. Alexander, because with Alexander on the field, we seen it, that there's a difference. There's levels to it. When Davis and Alexander is both on the field, that run defense is stopped. Is basically it's hard to beat when both of them are commanding the linebacker spot. When Davis and Alexander on the field, but then when Davis and somebody else is on the field, now that weak side linebacker is just like a little bit slower, not like fighting so much, the coverage comes a little bit down because you're putting a rookie and a Pete what putting in peak number 20. I can't remember his last name off the top of my head. I can't pronounce his last name off the top of my head. I could definitely spell it. But then also you're putting in a bench linebacker that probably shouldn't see the field, to be honest. And you guys are probably going to say, well, he's getting all this millions of dollars to be in the NFL. Like, yeah, you're getting millions of dollars, but if you were supposed to be the starter, if you were supposed to see some meaningful, like, snaps and meaningful minutes as a starter, you would be starting. Or if you were supposed to be if you were supposed to be playing all these plays, you would be starting. You would be out there on the field. There wouldn't be no, you're coming off the bench. You would straight be the starter if you were supposed to be the starter. So there's, like I said, there's just levels to it. It's a whole different defense when Davis and Alexander is out there for the linebacking core for the Saints. And it's a whole different defense when Marcus Williams is out there versus a P.J. Williams, which I like P.J. Williams, but I like P.J. Williams as his dime nickel slash position, because C.J. Gardner-Johnson, he's more of our slot corner nickel kind of guy, right? Like, Johnson is starting to be more of a corner that's taken away the second or third best receiver on the field, because Lattimore is always going with the number one. Then Johnson is probably going with the number two, or the slot receiver, or sometimes even the tight end. And then wherever Jenkins needs to go, Jenkins is playing that, like I said, that extra linebacker. That cover linebacker or that strong safety type of role. It's an interesting defense that the Saints play. Where they have in sometimes a 4-2-5. So it's definitely interesting how they play their defense. And to play that type of style of defense, you need those guys that are so versatile and that could cover well, and that have great instincts like that. That's why what's really next for the Saints is my initial thoughts as of today, as of Sean after a couple of minutes or a couple of hours after Sean Payton retired, is for the head coaching spot, I would personally like an offensive minded head coach, because yes, Pete Carmichael is a good offensive coach. Sean Payton was the one that was calling those plays. Yes, Sean and Pete were coming up with all these plays and coming off with all that offensive playbook, but at the end of the day, it was Sean that was making that decision to go with the play, to give it to the quarterback, to give it to Drew, to give it to a Teddy, to give it to a Winston, to give it to a Taysom, to give it to Simeon, to give it to Book. It was Sean that was giving these plays out to all these quarterbacks. Pete did have a good game recently, a good game against Tampa, but that Tampa game was more of the defense was playing their ass out. Like, they were playing off their mind, and Brady just can't do nothing against that Saints defense. Brady, for some odd reason, just can't do anything against a DA. D.A. Or Dennis Allen defense right now. He just, they like some of the players are saying and some of the media is saying, like, the Saints match up super well with the Tampa Bay Bucks, healthy or non-healthy. No matter what side is healthy or what side is non-healthy, that's a straight matchup, and who's going to win their matchup? And right now, the Saints been winning that matchup for the last couple of games, no matter who the quarterback was, all coming in. But yeah, man. The quarterback, not quarterback. The Well, I'll get into a quarterback for a second, but first off, the head coach that I would personally like, my number one head coach that I would like to see coming in for head coach is the Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator, EB. He's a New Orleans native anyway, so he already knows the city. He already knows the culture, and he knows the culture that Sean Payton had put in and installed in. And if you see what Kansas City has going on, and especially when it comes down to it, offensive wise, it's similar. Kansas City and the Saints, pretty similar teams when it comes down to it, offensive wise. Great play calling, definitely a balance. Well, Saints more of a balance, but Kansas City runs when they need to. Either if it's Patrick Mahomes or they're getting off to the run back, they run when they need to. But then they both offenses could light it up. So I would like to see EB come back. I would like to see EB get a head coaching job from New Orleans Saints. He's definitely my number one. And another guy I would like to see is Sean Payton come back eventually. You know, even if Sean has to take a year or two off, if Sean Payton, the key is wide open, my man. Sean, let me tell you, the city of New Orleans will gladly take you back. You know, the key is always underneath the mat. Whenever you want to come back and take your office space, or if you want a bigger office space, I think we could arrange that to give you a bigger office space. Hey, you're always welcome back in New Orleans. You're always welcome back in the facility, and you will always have that job waiting for you if you were want to come back after a season or two. But just in case you don't want to come back, D.A., D.A. is not a Dennis Allen is not a bad coach. D.A. was in a bad situation when it came down to the Raiders. I think he was also with the Bears at one point, but I remember definitely he was with the Raiders, and that was just a bad team and a bad roster, and he tried his absolute best. But D.A. is a defensive-minded coach. He's a defensive coordinator going to a head coaching role. I would personally like D.A. as the defensive coordinator, let him just worry about defense and keep killing it on defense. And me personally, but if we have to go with an in-house pick, I like DA. Now, a wild card, and this is gonna be my last one. I'm gonna do some more research. I'm gonna come back with a when I look at more of the candidates. I will give y'all an updated list, but a definite wild card that I could see coming in as a head coach, Joe Brady. And I understand people are going to be like, oh, you only want Joe Brady because you're an LSU fan, and he didn't even do that good with the Panthers this season. He didn't lead the Panthers offense how they should be. The Panthers, like, Joe Brady didn't do anything offensive-wise when it came down to the Panthers, and like you're hoping that they're gonna get that LSU magic, or he's gonna have some relevance of when he was with the Saints. I feel like with Joe Brady knows the Saints culture because he was just here like what, 2 or 3 years ago at the most. Like, he's been gone for like 2 or 3 years. The culture has not changed because Sean Payton has still been around. Pete Carroll has still been around. And if we're looking for a young offensive-minded coach, Joe Brady, that already knows the culture, that already knows what Pete Carroll wants to do. Even if you have to move Pete Carmichael up to a head coach and have Joe Brady as an office coordinator, or vice versa, it doesn't matter, because that's still going to be an amazing duo. Once again, I'm sorry for saying Pete Carroll, man. I, like I said, I have no producer. I am the content creator, I am the host, I am the producer, I am the editor, I'm the writer, I'm the everything. I wear so many hats for this podcast, and I love it, and I'm going to still keep doing it. So if I do mess up on some of these names, just know I'm literally, like, I have no teleprompter in front of me, and sorry. Like, sorry. But I'm glad I said Pete Carroll, because that's another person. He'll be great for the Saints. I don't see who. He's probably not leaving Seattle because he has still has Russell Wilson. He still has a good offense. That defense is terrible, but he still has a good offense. So, like, why would he leave? Why would he leave Seattle to come to the Saints? But Pete Carroll, would I like to see him in a, as a Saints head coach? Oh, that'd be great. Right now, like I said, I gotta look up who is some other offensive minded coaches that could be good candidates. I'm probably gonna leave that down there in the comments. But last thing, and then I'm gonna get out of here because I've been going on for 20 minutes and I already have a five or six minute. Little ramble in the beginning, and this has just been 20 more minutes. Last thing, I want to say thank you to Sean Payton for everything that you have done, especially for the community of New Orleans, especially after Katrina. You gave New Orleans its hope again. You made the Saints franchise relevant again. You, your coaching staff, your players. I still gotta give it up to Drew, everything he did for the community. You guys led that Saints franchise, and you guys made New Orleans a football town, and you made the state of Louisiana a football state. And thank you guys. You guys have made a lot of young and old Saints fans happy with that 2016, 2019. So many other the 10 plus win seasons that unfortunately ended with bad losses, but it is what it is. You guys did the best y'all could. Y'all play y'all hearts out, and y'all show what it means to y'all show like what it is to live in the city and in the grit and the toughness of this city. So thank y'all. Sean, enjoy retirement. Drew, enjoy retirement. And next thing you do, Sean, hopefully you enjoy retirement for a little bit before you take over a media or get back into the football front office. But until then, Sean, enjoy retirement. Thank you once again. And Mickey Loomis, Gail Benson, we definitely got to see a statue of Drew Brees and Sean Payton very, very soon, right in front of the Superdome. But till then, peace, love y'all, and make sure y'all like, comment, and subscribe, and also share the video to all your friends and family once again. And I'll catch y'all very, very soon. Peace.